Ma'am, what is your name before we get started?
My name is Courtney Lauren Russell.
Okay, who's going to do Ms. Russell? Is it you or Mr. Johnson? Okay, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing, going to chair your hearing at this time.
I just want to get this started.
Just hold on for a moment.
All right, Ms. Russell, can you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
My name and my what?
Your name and your ADC number.
Thank you. Courtney Lauren Russell, 301096.
Thank you, and good afternoon. Are you appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation listed on your warrant of arrest? You should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing, and I see that you signed your form on October 16th. Is that correct?
That is correct, ma'am.
All right. And that form listed your hearing rights, and one of your hearing rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Did you hire a lawyer, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today.
All right, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting this hearing. We have four board members participating today. We have the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Mike Johnson. We have our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chair for your hearing today.
Nice to meet you.
And thank you. And we also have in the room with us Community Corrections Officer Mr. Oliveri, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections and also your parole officer during this hearing. Before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Oliveri in. So, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Thank you. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the terms of community supervision, and phase two will be to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Ms. Russell, I'm going to read information from your warrant, and as I read this allegation to you, I need you to tell me whether it's true or false.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. So here is the allegation, and it is that you had violated the conditions of supervision and had lapsed or were probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company by violating Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer the next working day on May 1st, 2017, after being discharged from your approved halfway house on or about April 30th, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, and you were an absconder from supervision. Ms. Russell, is that true or false?
What was the date on that again, ma'am? I didn't hear you.
You were assigned to report by May 1st, 2017, after being discharged from your approved halfway house on or about April 30th, 2017.
That's correct. I did not report after being discharged from my halfway house.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ms. Russell. Based on Ms. Russell's admission, that she violated condition supervision number 12A. I move to find her delinquent. She violated the terms and conditions and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Thank you, sir.
Agree.
Thank you. Hold on one second, Ms. Russell. You have some paperwork I got to mark here. All right, Ms. Russell, we can move to phase two of your hearing to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we move on, Mr. Oliveri is going to give us a little bit of information about your case and your supervision. So we'll be right back with you. Just hang on the line, and Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Russell was released from the Department of Corrections on April 12th of 2017. She was arrested on September 23rd of 2017by Phoenix PD on her absconder warrant only, returned back to DOC custody that same day. She has 145 days abscond. Her projected supervision end date will be on May 6th of 2018. Current conviction, 2013, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. There are no prior convictions noted. She has only one term with ADC. CU and IR scores are 3-3, mental health score of a 3, and a substance abuse score of a 2. There is no STG gang information noted. There are no prior terms of supervision. She has a moderate disciplinary history. No other arrests noted. And her community risk level is a G1, B1.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri. Ms. Russell, it looks like when you were released, you were approved to live at the House of Promise at 322 East Vocal Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. Did you stay there the entire time that you were out?
I stayed there for a month. I was UA'd one day at random, and I dropped dirty for methamphetamines. They told me I needed to leave the premises, and I did so. I failed to report to Mr. Mansfield about this because I was too busy getting high.
Understood. So where did you go then?
I stayed on the streets until I was apprehended on September 23rd, I believe it was, and taken to Carrollville Prison.
Okay, and what were you doing when you got apprehended? Why did you come?
I was walking down the street with an acquaintance of mine down to Circle K to get a soda.
And they just stopped and checked your ID and that was it?
They stopped me, they asked for my name, I gave it to them, they told me that I was under arrest, and that was it.
Okay, got it. Did you work at all while you were out?
I went on ZipRecruiter.com, and I put in a nice resume. I put in all my prison jobs that I have had while incarcerated in Perryville for the 23 months that I was here. And I put in over 70 job applications. I got 5 callbacks. I went into one interview. They told me that they would have been happy to hire me if I did not have a curfew. And that's all I have to report about that.
Okay. What kind of work do you do normally?
I've been on Social Security income since I was 18 because I have a SMI diagnosis that I wanted to get off of that. I don't have any job experience other than the experience that I have received here, which is pretty extensive. I have learned a lot. I have applied myself in my 23 months that I did. I've made a lot of progress, both as a person and professionally. I am confident that I can seek and maintain employment without a problem.
What kind of things do you, what jobs have you done in prison? What kind of work?
My very first job was yard crew, which is basically landscaping. I have had a janitorial job, and I have held 3 different kitchen, actually, pardon me, 4 different kitchen positions here.
Okay, very good, very good. It looks like you were assigned to provide UAs periodically, and it looks like in both May and June you failed to provide a sample. What was going on then? Why didn't you?
Are you talking about TASC then?
TASC, yes.
TASC, okay. That was, as I recall, quite excited with you being this paperwork because you're talking about the dates were after the fact that I got kicked out of my halfway house. I did not, as I said, I did not have any contact with Mr. Mansfield at that point, nor did I take this responsibility for myself to call in and TASC and see what my color was. Okay. So that was failure of responsibility on my part.
Right. And why, just in general, why did you not contact your parole officer?
Well, I was getting high. I didn't have any place to stay. I was going from place to place, you know, acquaintances would let me stay at their house for a short amount of time. And to be quite honest with you, I was just scared that he would come and apprehend me and put me back in here, but I'm back here in here anyway. I really don't have an explanation other than I just was irresponsible and I was not thinking about my consequences.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Oliveri has something to share with us.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify for the record, she was correct. The 2 days that she failed to provide a urine sample, she was on absconder status. It appears the PO may have forgotten to remove her from the task.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it. All right. Ms. Russell, I am going to see if any of my fellow board members have questions for you. Any questions, anyone? No? Okay, Ms. Russell, we're coming to the end of your hearing. Oh, wait, I did want to ask you one other thing. You said you were using meth. Have you used other drugs or is it just meth?
Just methamphetamine. I was also, while absconding, when my time was absconding, I was able to stay off methamphetamine for 2 months straight, if that's any help to you, but that was all that I was doing at the time.
Yeah. That's very good. That's commendable because meth is difficult. Have you done any meth treatment, any sort of substance abuse treatment?
I would love to go to substance abuse treatment. I have never received any substance abuse treatment.
Okay, that might be a good thing. Even while you're there, there is possibly something available to you.
There really isn't anything available to me here that I have been extended so far.
Okay, all right. We're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I want to give you the chance to make a final statement if you could do that without repeating something you've already told us. So what else would you like the board to know?
I basically said that there is to say, ma'am, thank you for the opportunity.
Sure. All right. Well, the board is going to go into discussion now, and we don't discuss cases before we get in this room, so this will be the first time we've talked about this. But it may sound like we're talking to you, but we're really just, it's the board discussing among itself. So if you just stay on the line and just remain silent there, and we'll be right back with you shortly.
Thank you, ma'am.
Sure, the board is now in discussion. And this is a case of an individual who, very, very limited criminal history, but appears to have a problem with meth. And as a result, was fearful and absconded for 145 days, acknowledges that it wasn't a smart move to not contact her PO, but that she was getting high while she was on community supervision. I'm not seeing her as a good candidate for continued community supervision. She has a release date of this coming May, and during her time in prison, she may be able to find some sort of treatment to go to. It sounds like she's amenable to that. But I'll just start the discussion with that and ask for any further input from fellow board members. All right, hearing no further input. I'm going to make a motion then to, based on points in warrant number 2017W2078, information provided by Mr. Oliveri from the Department of Corrections, our discussion with Ms. Russell, I'm going to move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Russell was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or conduct, specifically by absconding for 145 days, during which time the department had no knowledge of her activities and no contact with her. So we did not know what she was doing during those 145 days. And that is my motion.
Set.
Thank you, sir.
Agree.
All right. Ms. Russell, you heard the discussion. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, and this means that you'll be released from the Department of Corrections on or about May 16th of this coming year. And I hope you'll think very hard about the fact that you have a very, very limited involvement in the criminal justice system. I don't know how you found the accommodations there, but for most people, that's not really anything they prefer. And I hope it's not a lifestyle that you enjoy, because we sure hope that when you get out in May, that you'll never again return to any involvement with the criminal justice system. But please do use this time you have left to get, it's clear that you're aware that you have a problem with meth, and try to get yourself some treatment. You said that you're amenable to that. Ask your CO3 and see what you can do to get some drug treatment before you leave. And knowing the meth addiction is very tough, so please try to have something set up for yourself so you've got kind of a safety net when you get released too. Thank you very much for participating in your hearing today. This hearing is concluded and no further discussion may take place. Thanks again, Ms. Russell. Ms. Russell? Is the line still open?
No, she hung up on us.
Okay, Ms. Russell has